Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
And we are talking about one of Sam's favorite things, video games.
Yay!
Now, in day one of our article, we learned that video games have changed a lot since they first came out in the 1980s.
Yes.
Of course, at first, many people played video games in arcades.
Okay, and then PCs and consoles allow people to play games at home.
Which is way better.
Now the video game industry has billions of dollars. So
share
it's a giant industry.
Share some with me. All right. Now, then we learned that PCs at first were better than consoles. Like PCs were better than Xbox and PlayStation.
Yes.
But then that changed too. And the consoles caught up and then did better than the PCs.
It seemed like they would always be better than PCs, but then Valve, a game developer, introduced Steam and made PCs better.
All right, so in today's article, we're going to find out what Steam is, this platform for distributing video games on the PCs, and what it's all about. So let's get to it.
Reading.
Steam, the king of PC gaming platforms. When Steam launched in 2003, Gabe Newell, one of its creators, wanted to add a way to send games directly to users. Realizing that online gaming and digital downloads were the future, he decided to also feature games from other companies.After Valve opened up Steam in 2005, the platform exploded. It gave independent developers and big game studios a place to sell their games online. This cut the costs of packaging and shipping. What started as a handful of games has grown to over 5,000 titles today. Even big companies, such as Microsoft,have started selling their games on Steam because it is now the most popular platform for PC gaming. Valve has also continued to improve Steam. The Steam app is free to download and keeps your games on hand whenever. You don't need to worry about losing or damaging your hard disk drive. Your library of games is in the cloud.As of 2018, it was reported that Steam had reached over 150 million users. Now is a great time to jump in and start gaming.
All right, so we're going to get straight into business here. Let's find out when it was launched and who launched it. It says, when Steam launched in 2003, Gabe Newell, one of its creators,wanted to add a way to send games directly to users. So that means they're taking the stores out. You can just do it all online.
Okay, 所以呢我们看到第一段呢他们说呢他们推出了 Steam 这个平台。我们呢用了 launch 这个动词。这个动词原本是指这个船呢要下水要出航了。那现在呢很常被使用用来指这个发表一个东西哦。比方说像发表什么呢 ?The brand will launch its first menswear collection next month. Okay, 这个品牌呢下个月要推出他们的第一个男装系列。
Okay, so they're getting smarter and smarter.
Yes.
It says here, realizing that online gaming and digital downloads were the future, he decided to also feature games from other companies. So not just Valve's games, other companies. Now here we're talking about online gaming. Here we're using online as an adjective. It can also be used as an adverb, so be careful when you use that. Now, as an adjective, online describes things that are connected to the computer and the internet. Here's an example. Nicholas likes online shopping because he doesn't have to deal with other people.
Yeah. OK, 所以呢我们看到 online 这个形容词呢就是形容线上的。例如我们刚刚讲的 online games, 线上游戏，像我们常常看到的这些不管是 CS 也好啊，或者是其他连线的游戏都是 online 的。那相对于 online 呢，我们线下的实体的呢叫做 offline。例如呢我们可以说 offline marketing, 比方说像是店头促销啊，展览，这些就是属于实体的线下的行为。
Okay, so we did talk about the future of online gaming, and when we did that, we mentioned digital downloads were part of the future. So, could you tell us more about these words, digital and downloads, and how we use them together?
Sure. Okay, digital 这个形容词呢，就是表示数位的。例如呢，我们很久以前有的这个数位相机哦 ，digital camera. But now you probably use your smartphones.
I use a lot of different cameras.
Okay.
Yeah.
好，那download 这个字呢则是指下载哦。下载呢它可以当做动词也可以当做名词哦。那相对于这个download 下载，我们如果要上传的话呢，英文就叫做 upload。 OK， 那呢我们这个 Valve 它推出来的服务 digital download 就叫做数位下载。有玩电脑的同学应该就知道我们这个玩游戏有实体的光碟片。那相对于这些实体的光碟游戏片呢 ，Valve 在 Steam 上面提供的呢，就是这些你可以下载的数位版游戏。这些呢就是我们的 digital downloads。你呢是直接下载这些内容来玩，而不是买这个实体光碟。
Okay, so Steam started in 2003, and then as it went on, it took a couple of years, but then they started saying, "Hey,we should get more games on Steam." And here's what happened. It says, after Valve opened up Steam in 2005, the platform exploded. Not really. But let's talk about the phrase we saw that. We saw that Valve opened Steam up to other people. So when you open something up, you make something available to other people, or the public, for instance, so that many people can use it. For example...I think we should open this job position up to people outside the company too.
Okay, open up 这个片语哦，它就表示开启哦，就是比方说对外开放，对民众开放，或是释出这个消息。那呢，在我们客户里面，它是开启了这个 Steam 商店的大门哦，让其他游戏也可以在这个平台上面贩售。那呢，除了开启之外呢，它也可以开启，比方说像 this job position 开启这个职缺。And after it opened up, it exploded.
No, it didn't really explode into fire. That's not what we're saying. That is one meaning of explode, but not the one in our article. Explode is a verb, and it means to suddenly get bigger in numbers, amount, or degrees, or to get more popular all of a sudden. For example, we might all remember this. The Pokemon world exploded when Nintendo released Pokemon Go in 2016.
Yes. Okay, explode 这个动词呢，刚刚我们就讲过，它可以表示呢爆炸。比方说呢 ，the army exploded the bomb. Okay, 军队呢引爆了炸弹。但在这边呢，指的不是真的爆炸，而是指这个平台大红了，太红了。好比呢，我们例句里面讲说呢，这个宝可梦呢 ，Pokemon 在2016的时候呢，这个Pokemon Go 推出这个时间呢，它就爆红了，粉丝数激增，好多人在玩。
Okay, so now Steam is popular everywhere and with everyone. And let's find out who got into this industry. It says here, it gave independent developers and big game studios a place to sell their games online. So everybody is going to get into this now. All right, so not just big game studios, but also independent video game makers. Now, this adjective, independent, describes something that is not controlled by a big company or the government. It has to do all the work and pay for things on its own, which can be very difficult when there are other bigger companies in the same industry. Okay, so independent, you can often think of smaller, kind of small companies trying to sort of get more famous.
Yes.
Here's an example.The musician started his career by signing to an independent music label. But once he got popular, he signed to a huge international label instead.
OK, 所以呢我们看到这个 independent 就是表示独立的。你可以呢想一下它后面这个接的 depend 这个动词呢，它是表示依赖的意思。所以呢我们在前面加上自首这个 in 呢就是相反了。所以呢 independent, 独立哦，不依赖别人的。你呢可以用来形容你这个人个性很独立，不需要别人帮忙。那在课文里面呢则是指这些比较小的独立制作的游戏开发者的这些工作室。相对于独立制作资源不多的开发者，OK, 这些人呢就叫做这个 independent game developers、嗯、那相对于这些人呢，我们刚刚讲到大公司也在 Steam 上面推出他们的游戏， We see the word studio.
That's right. So if we're thinking about independent developers, these、mm-hmm. small little businesses, now think about the opposite. So a studio here in this article is talking about a film company or video game company that has many of its own buildings where it creates its own films or video games. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we all know that this is not easy to do. So、
yes.
we're not just talking about lots of small little buildings. We're talking about huge buildings, many employees, lots of money. For example, this superhero movie was made by one of Hollywood's biggest film studios.、
Mm.
We can say that about all of the superhero、
yes.
movies.
OK, 所以呢我们看到 studio 这个词呢，它就是指比方说像是摄影工作室啊，开发者工作室这样子的工作室就叫做 studio。 那课文这边呢里面讲的是这个大型的游戏工作室。 OK, and for example, the studio which produced my favorite title Uncharted、mm-hmm. is called Naughty Dog.
That's an interesting name.
Yes, it's
someone just say Naughty.
Naughty Dog.
OK, all right, so what is happening here?We are taking everything online.
Yes.
That means we don't need to sell any of the games in the stores,、
mm-hmm.
which means we don't need to send any boxes、
yes.
like this. And here's what happens when you do this. It says, this cut the costs of packaging and shipping. Think about how much money that saves. And paper and plastic.
Yes, yes,、yeah. yes.
All right, so everything's online now. Here's what's going on. It said,What started as a handful of games has grown to over 5,000 titles today. So just a couple of games at first, now this many, 1,000 or 5,000 of them. So we use the adjective handful to describe the amount of games. Now used on its own, handful describes an amount of something that you can hold、mm-hmm. in your hand. Okay, but when it's used asa handful of something, it means a very small amount of something or people. For example, there are only a handful of people in the audience, but we are going to start the show anyway.
The show must go on.、
Mm-hmm.
你可以想象一下你手可以抓的、哦、比方说呢抓一把米就可以知道呢 handful 它其实呢是形容的是少数的少量的。你可以说呢 a handful of something, 少量的什么东西。比方说我们刚刚讲 a handful of people, OK, 少少的人一点点。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so everyone's getting into this now.、
Mm-hmm.
There's 5,000 games on Steam, it says here.Even big companies, such as Microsoft, have started selling their games on Steam because it is now the most popular platform for PC gaming. So it's gotten huge. It's got Microsoft on it now.
Yes.
So it's going to get bigger and bigger. I think this is a good way
yes,
to challenge
yes,
the
yes.
consoles. Here it says, Valve has also continued to improve Steam.
OK, 所以呢课文就看到了即便呢是像 Microsoft, 微软这样的大公司呢他们呢也开始在 Steam 上面呢卖他们自己的游戏了。Steam 呢可以说是有超级成功，但是呢它仍然持续的在 improve。improve 呢就是优化， improve 就是进步的意思，让它的服务呢越来越好。那这边我们用了这个动词 continue。continue 呢你在打电动的时候也会看到，就表示呢继续下去。继续做什么事情呢，我们就可以加上不定词 to 再加上原形动词 continue to do something, 持续的做什么事情。
Mm-hmm. Now, Steam is not just good for the people who are putting the games on、mm-hmm. it. It's not just saving them money, it's also saving the user money, which is one of the best things you can、
okay.
do in business. Here it says, the Steam app is free to download、
mm-hmm.
and keeps your games on hand whenever.
Yay.
Okay, so both really good things when you're in business. That's what your users want. You want, for one, your games, your things to be free.
Yes.
And all of your video games to be on hand. Now, this phrase, on hand, describes something that's close by or easily available anytime you want to use it. So you don't have to go to the store, get the game, go home, put it in. It's just right on your computer whenever you want. Here's an example. Do you have an extra pen on hand? Mine just stopped working.
OK, 所以呢，我们看到 on hand 就是随时随地、随时可以取得，像你在手上的。
Mm-hmm.
所以呢，我们刚刚例句看到，你有没有这个多一支笔呢？你身边有没有多一支笔可以借给我？我的笔呢，没有办法使用了。
Okay, now here is another good thing.
Mm-hmm.
It says in the article, you don't need to worry about losing or damaging your hard disk drive. Your library of games is in the cloud.
Yay.
Now, I remember when I was very young, mm-hmm. playing original Nintendo.
Yes.
And you just had to
blow
in it because there's dust, right? But we learned about the word damage. So...This is something that's really easy to do, especially、mm-hmm. to CDs, which we don't really use anymore, which is good. So, damage is a verb, and it means to cause physical harm to something, or to break something so that it is not in good condition or doesn't work anymore. It also means to do harm to a part of a person's body.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, as an example, we could say, someone damaged my car when they ran into it with their bicycle.Now I have to pay to get it fixed.
Okay, damage 这个动词呢就表示损害的意思或者是呢破坏。例如我们刚刚的例句是讲说 someone damaged my car, okay,、mm-hmm. 有人破坏了我的车子。那这个单字呢它也可以当成名词来使用它就表示损失。Okay, 比方说呢 the earthquake caused great damage, okay, 这场地震呢造成了这个严重的损失。
Okay, now we did say that all the games were,、mm-hmm. were saved in the cloud.
Yes.
Okay, so could you help us explain what we mean by cloud here?
Yes, of、mm-hmm. course. Okay, 在课文里面呢，这个他就说呢，你不用担心呢，你的这个 hard drive, 你这个 hard disk drive, 你的这个硬碟呢，就是会遭到损坏，因为怎么样，所有的游戏都已经存到云端了。Cloud 呢，指的是天上的云哦。那现在我们讲云端科技，也就是呢，透过伺服器跟网络技术储存你的东西的这个技术呢。这个技术就叫做 cloud 云端 Actually, Steam is a very clever name because、mm-hmm. you steam everything like the steam
into the cloud. Interesting.、Yeah. I never really thought about that. Well, Sam, we've talked about what's happened all the way from the 80s、
yes.
through the 90s,、mm-hmm. the 2000s. It's 2018、
yes.
now. And that's why it says here, as of 2018, it was reported that Steam had reached...Over 150 million users.
Okay, that's、mm-hmm. a lot of users.
All right, well, we had a grammar point in that sentence. Let's take a look at it.
Okay, 所以呢，刚刚我们在课文里面看到了 ，it was reported that 后面再加上一个子句。Okay, 这个意思呢，就表示据报道。Okay, 报道怎么说？那这个用法呢，它有几个动词可以代换呢？我们可以说呢 ，it is said 据说 ，it is believed. Okay, 人们相信，或者是我们课文里面 ，it is reported. Okay, 这个呢，表示这个据报道。我们呢可以举例讲说，比方说 ，it is reported that the president of United States is visiting South Korea.OK, 他呢据报道呢这个美国总统将会访问南韩。那呢我们在这个后面呢就加上 that, 再加上一个子句就是后面呢加上的是我们这个报道或是人们相信或者是据传的这个内容就放在 that 后面。
OK, so with 150 million users,、
yes.
I think now if you don't play video games, you should be one of those people here. And that's why we say now is a great time to jump in and start gaming. Now, jump in is a phrase. It means to begin to do something quickly or with a lot of excitement, often without being worried about the results.For example, we could say, is everyone ready to get started?、
Mm-hmm.
All right, then let's jump in.
Okay, jump in 这个动词片语呢就表示我们赶快跳进去吧赶快投入其中我们一起来开始咯。所以呢课文就讲说呢现在我们有好多好多的 user 在这个 Steam 上面买游戏玩游戏那你是不是要加入我们呢 So it's good time to join me.
All right, go play video games with Sam. Guys, we have to say goodbye for today. We're not quite finished yet though.、
Mm-hmm.
We still have a for you chat, so stay tuned.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, what do you think makes some video games better than others, and why?
Okay, so first, I think the way it plays should be very innovative.
Okay,
it's like something you've never seen before. Okay, or it could have like a really good story. Yeah, like the script is really nice.
Right,
and you get into it. And also like the thing we mentioned earlier yesterday, the graphics.
Oh, so basically what it looks like on the screen.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So if you have a game with poor graphics, do you like to play it? Or will you just stop?
At first, I will probably like, no. Yeah. But if like people tell me like, it's really good, it has like a really good story.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if it's got a good enough story, you might try it and then be okay.
Yes, yeah.
All right. Well, of course, Sam, I don't play very many video games, so I don't really know how to answer this question, but I can agree with you. I feel like if, you know, it kind of looks like an old game and it's not very easy to watch, or if you're a little bit bored, then I probably wouldn't want to play it. So storyline, being able to kind of escape into it, and the graphics, like, that sounds like a good game to me.
Yes.
All right. Well, what about you guys? You guys probably have some opinions about video games. You can talk about them with your friends. Who wouldn't want to talk about video games with their friends? You're doing it anyways. All right. We're going to say goodbye. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Sam.
Bye-bye.
Steam, the king of PC gaming platforms. When Steam launched in 2003...Gabe Newell, one of its creators, wanted to add a way to send games directly to users. Realizing that online gaming and digital downloads were the future, he decided to also feature games from other companies. After Valve opened up Steam in 2005, the platform exploded.It gave independent developers and big game studios a place to sell their games online. This cut the costs of packaging and shipping. What started as a handful of games has grown to over 5,000 titles today. Even big companies, such as Microsoft, have started selling their games on Steam because it is now the most popular platformfor PC gaming. Valve has also continued to improve Steam. The Steam app is free to download and keeps your games on hand whenever. You don't need to worry about losing or damaging your hard disk drive. Your library of games is in the cloud. As of 2018,It was reported that Steam had reached over 150 million users. Now is a great time to jump in and start gaming.
Vocabulary Review. Online. Melody didn't finish her homework.Because she played online games the entire night. Online. Zach couldn't find the answer to this question in his books, so he decided to search online. Explode. According to the news, the population has exploded in the past decade.Independent. In the 1980s, independent music became popular, as many musicians were unhappy with large companies. Studio. As an artist, William spends 12 hours a day working in his studio. Handful.Miguel invited all his friends to his birthday party, but only a handful of them showed up. damage. Unfortunately, the church was badly damaged in the fire.